Well, Brandon, it's getting close now, isn't it? You must be getting very excited about the possibility of playing football in front of family and friends here at Fremantle.
Yeah, can't wait. It's been a long pre-season. It's obviously the time of the year where it gets a bit more enjoyment, excitement. So the boys are ready to go. We had a little taste of the AFLX on the weekend, and obviously makes it pretty exciting coming into next week.
And what are your expectations? How much do you think your game will change from your 100 that you played at the Gold Coast?
I'm really just looking forward to getting out there, and obviously coming to a new team, I have to learn all the new structures and the way they play. So probably the more games I play with them early will obviously determine how much better I can get. But obviously I've got a lot more footy left in me, and hopefully the way I finished off last year, played the start of last year, I'm looking forward to this year.
How different has the pre-season been at Fremantle with the ones you
did at Gold? All pre-seasons are hard. Probably the three main days has been the thing to get used to. But yeah, it's been really good. I've another full pre-season. This is the second time I've finished a full pre-season. So I'm looking forward to going to the season now.
Do you expect to be played as a pure small forward, or do you expect them to push you up into the midfield? What's Ross told you about
that? Yeah, I probably will play forward, probably more than so the midfield. But Ross did say, mentioned a couple of times, that I'll be up around the midfield in a few stoppages and that. So, yeah, I'll just play the part where I have to do for the team.
Ross is big on sort of defensive structures and pressure and forwards applying defensive pressure. Have you had to make any adjustments there?
No, as a small forward, that's pretty much your role. It's a pressure role. So, obviously over here, it's probably regarded highly than I've probably been at the Gold Coast. But, looking forward to getting out there and playing my role for the team and, yeah.
Brandon, you're known to be pretty toey, pretty quick. What about this squad? Are they a fast squad compared to the Gold Coast? Son?
Yeah, there's some quick boys out here. I've noticed that. Very, very fit list too. So most of the boys are available, which is good. So it's going to be a headache for the coaches, and it's probably exciting times for us as well to have a full squad going to JLT.
Fierce competition for spots as small forwards too, isn't there? You've Ballantyne, Walters, Brady Gray played some games there last year. It's a squad that has a few small forwards in it.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you want in a team, is have boys knocking on the door and keep each other accountable, really. So all of us boys have been training well. Like I said before, gives the coaches headaches, but it's the spot you want to be in going into the start of the season. So hopefully we can all play in the same team, and it'd be good for us.
What was the injury concern that messed you up last year?
I had a stress reaction in my fourth metatarsal, so probably played too many games on it, and just stuffed me up for the rest of the year.
So that kept you out in most of the second half of the year?
Yeah, it did. I tried to come back a little bit earlier than probably expected, just because I wanted to be back out there. But it's all good now, and I've had nothing, no problems with it since.
Was that a rest issue, Brandon, or did you need some surgery and some tidy up stuff as well?
No, it was just all rest. Yeah, just staying off the foot for a bit.
Have you had much time with the new coach, and how do you perceive Ross?
Yeah, Ross is.
I know what you've had before.
Yeah, Ross has been pretty good. I've had a good relationship for him. I caught up with him a couple of times before the trade got done, and we had good conversations. And same since I've been here, he keeps you accountable to everything, and he's easy to approach. So, I'm looking forward to my time with him. Yeah.
What are his demands on you?
Obviously, just a pressure role as a small forward, and then play on instinct when we have the footy. So. He's like that with all the boys, which is good. So,
you look like you'd figured it out in the first half of last year. Like, players take time in the AFL to get to their absolute optimum level. How frustrating was it to have the injury when you were starting to play good football consistently?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. That's why I probably played a couple of games too many. I just wanted to keep playing and being out there with obviously just playing footy, really. But I got some confidence out of the start of last year, and it was just all about really just enjoying my footy, and I brought that here, had a good pre-season, so I'm looking forward to getting out there and just enjoying it again.
What changed, do you think, before the start of last season that enabled you to take your footy to the next level before the injury?
It was a full pre-season. It was the first time I went and did a whole pre-season without a mishap, so touch wood, I've done the same thing here, so hopefully I can carry that form I did start off last year into this year for the Freo.
Gold Coast have had a couple of tough seasons. Were you psyching yourself out, say, in the second half of the season when you weren't playing about returning home?
It was probably when I started thinking about it, when you're obviously not playing footy. I started missed the family and your friends, and obviously was out of contract, and so there was a bit of talk around, but I didn't really make a decision until the end of the season. Still got some really close mates up there, but I think it was time for my change when it came to making a decision and needed a fresh start, and I've made a good decision, and I'm looking forward now to this.
Yeah. Does this seem like more like a real footy club?
Yes and no. I loved my time at the Gold Coast. They gave me the chance to start a career. Yeah, we've had some difficulties for probably the last couple of years. There was a lot of injuries up there, which didn't help us. But Fremantle's obviously a bit more structured. All clubs are, probably every club's different in different ways. But yeah, all there to obviously win games. So
the family has strong links to West Coast, but they also have strong links to South Fremantle. How good is it to be back playing for a Fremantle club?
Yeah, it was obviously a tough decision telling Dad and my uncles about moving here, but they've always supported me and whatever I've done, so hopefully I can get them over on the Fremantle side. But yeah, obviously they've all come through South Fremantle, so already got a bit of a relationship there.
The opportunity to play in front of big crowds at Optus Stadium, obviously they're still building a following at Gold Coast, aren't they? Most of the crowds are around 10,000 mark. You're probably going to be playing kind of 40 plus here.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different. I remember just playing against Freo and how loud their crowd was. Like you said, Gold Coast is a bit different. It took the crowd to learn a bit about the game early on, so they've only really started learning about the last couple of years. But coming to a bigger club now, bigger stadium, I'm going to look forward to being out there playing for Freo.
Have you stayed in touch with Harley Bennell? Obviously, you played alongside him at Gold Coast. And going through a tough time, some of it self-imposed, but some of it with injuries?
Yeah, we're obviously pretty tight. He knows what he's done wrong, and I've given him my full support. He knows what he's done and what he needs to do to get back. And I've caught up with him a couple of times, and he's looking fit. And he's just obviously really looking forward to getting back here at the club and showing the players that he wants to be here. And so he's looking forward to that.
The calf has been a major issue for Harley. Is he okay, given that he's had another nick in the calf?
Yeah, he's in a good headspace, actually. It's not where his problems have been, so that's a good sign. And he's already done all the right things for it so far. So he's looking pretty good, and he's looking forward to getting back here.
How valuable would he be, a fully fit, focused Harley Bennell for this footy club?
Oh, he'd be amazing. I've seen some games playing with him on the Gold Coast, and he can turn it on. He can change a game. He can win a game off his own boot. So he obviously has. Freo fans haven't seen that here yet, but once he's back here and done all the right things, and hopefully he can get out there as soon as he can. And yeah, it's exciting times for Freo if he can stay fit and play these games.
Ross often says forwards kick goals and they see goals kicked, but Fremantle has lack scoring power. You're a guy that can sniff a goal. How much has he emphasised the need to hit the scoreboard in your role?
Oh, Ross hasn't really said much about scoring goals. Everyone loves to kick a goal, but my role at the moment is just the pressure stuff, doing the right things for the team, being in the right spots, and then the goals are the bonus. But we've got some good players up front, which is good. So anyone can kick a goal. So if we work together as a team, and I'm sure the goals will come.
Sometimes people look different from inside than they look from outside. Is there anyone since you've arrived here that surprised you?
Sonny Walters has been a massive trainer on the track, and I've looked up to quite a bit. Even Hayden Ballantyne. I spoke to him a couple of times, and he says his full pre-season, he's done in a while, and he's moving really well out there. So him and Sonny Walters have helped me heaps through this pre-season, and just the standards, the way they train and do things around the clubs helped me.
This one from my Uncle Phil. When I was talking to him in the middle last year, he says, we've got to get Brandon over here. Now, he was a good small forward, snapped a few goals. If you play deep in the forward line, has he told you how to kick him in the pockets?
Yeah, he tells you. He still shows him it's his pocket at the main stadium, so I'll have to hopefully get a pocket at Optus to match him. No, he definitely tells you about his time when he was playing. He's been pretty good with me. We're pretty close, so we kept in touch a lot while I was over on the Gold Coast, so it's good to have him around now.